You are listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio. I'm Randall White, and it is time for our bi-weekly San Luis Obispo County business wrap-up. Mike Manchuk is the president and CEO for the Economic Vitality Corporation, or EVC as they're called, a nonprofit working to generate jobs, promote startups, and increase investment throughout SLO County. He joins us now with a look at the current business dealings and trends affecting the area. Welcome back, Mike.
Thanks for having me.
So I guess the big headline story in the business world for SLO County is SMS Masterminds. Give us a thumbnail. What has happened there?
Well, that's an interesting story. I think a company around here that has been fairly below the radar, they merged with a company in Iowa. This SMS Masterminds is a mobile marketing company. They've been very successful. They have about 1.6 million customers throughout the nation. So they merged with this Iowa company. The CEO and the founder of SMS, Alex Minicucci, is now the CEO for the entire company, for both companies. Mm. And they're growing their footprint on the Central Coast, which is really great. So it's going to create jobs, stability for the company here, and grow what should be a really exciting technology company here in the area.
And it's a merger where the headquarters will be based here in SLO County.
That's what I understand, yeah, which is terrific. So they're growing their footprint here in the county, and it will impact, I think, jobs on the Central Coast in a very positive way. So that's terrific. And they're actually, Randall, they're now publicly traded. The company that they merged with is Spend Smart Payments out of Iowa. They're traded on the over-the-counter exchange at SSPC. The company was also on the list of Inc. 5000, which is another nice accomplishment, I think, for the company.
Yeah. So mobile marketing, that's like ads that pop up on your smartphone or?
A little different, I think, as I understand it. It's more about loyalty programs. Mm-hmm. So you take your phone, you bring it up to the counter of the shop you're doing. I guess their niche is, as Alex has told me, that their niche is giving data back and information about trends to the business, which helps the business figure out where their customer is coming from and what do they want.
Oh, that's so the future.
It is.
You know, yeah. And it's here in SLO County, it looks like.
Absolutely.
Right, let's talk about a partnership that EVC itself is now involved with called 805 Connect. This is something that would involve San Luis Obispo, Santa Barbara, and Ventura counties.
That's right. We led the effort on this to create a way to have people better connect with each other in the business community, as opposed to other types of services that are out there for free. This one's also free. But the beauty of this one, it's focused strictly on the Central Coast. So the challenge here in the county, as is in throughout the Central Coast from here to Ventura, is attracting talent to work for companies is often an issue. To create more B2B commerce is also a challenge. To keep that money circulating within the county. And then to just have a better way to get people to connect with one another, mm-hmm. in order to collaborate and find opportunities. So this is something we wanted to do for years. We finally found a partner called Intro Networks in Santa Barbara, which has developed these sorts of networks. We're launched it just the other day, and we've got into an agreement with both Ventura and Santa Barbara County organizations to partner on this.
Sort of an online chamber of commerce for the entire 805 area code.
Sort of. Yeah, yeah. I mean, ultimately, it's gonna start slow. And it may take a year or two before it gets heavily populated. But at that point, it's going to be very important for you to click on and find every company in a certain industry, for instance, in the area. So we're excited about this.
Economic Vitality Corporation's Mike Manchuk with the business wrap-up for San Luis Obispo County. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Randall.
I'm Randall White, KCBX News.